Lorna chats with Philip Aldred, who conducts a choir within the Norwich Music Group, but he is here talking about his new challenge, having a guide dog.
Well, hello everybody, and we're sitting in my front room, and I'm sitting next to Philip, and I'm also sitting with a dog. It's a lovely black Labrador called Wisp, and Philip's going to talk to us about, well, we're going to have a chat about what's been happening with Wisp.
Thank you, Lorna. Well, first of all, lovely. It's great always to talk to you, but Wisp is my guide dog. We've been together now 7 weeks, and she's transformed my life. Waited 2.5 years, but it's a long process of training. The guide dogs, they couldn't do things during COVID, of course, but since then they've been working really hard. They placed 365 dogs last year, and I'm the 401st this year. And the dogs are selected. They go to puppy trainers for 6 months. Then they go to school at Leamington Spa, where they learn how to find crossings, stop at curbs, go up steps, stand still, all when they're on the harness. So they're completely in charge when they're on their harness, and really they shouldn't be disturbed when they're, because they are working. But take the harness off, and she's just a normal 2-year-old Labrador puppy that bounds around the garden and bounds against people, as you know. And yeah. She's just wonderful, such a great companion, and mentally as well as physically, she's made a huge difference. Because when you've been able to see and then you gradually can't see, you find you can't do things that you would do. I mean, I can't read the music that I want to do now. I have to do it all from memory, but still determined to do it. There are some dark times, but to be able to cuddle a dog and just sort of whisper in their ear and stroke their silky ears, it just just makes you feel really good. And fortunately, my wife Jo is loves her too, and she Wisp responds to her. But so they go through that training, and then they go to somebody who starts to match up the brief of the person requiring the dog. So in my case, the dog has to be able to like music, particularly the organ, choir, orchestra, be able to come with me on the buses, on a train, the underground, and in a car, and walk at the pace that I walk at. And so it's not just first come, first serves. They match very carefully.
So what have you had to learn to do yourself?
So I've had to really just learn to give my total confidence to Wisp when she's on the harness, to walk along instead of using my long cane. And you say to her, straight to the curb. So she'll work from curb to curb, basically in a straight line, or follow it round. She will stop at every curb and wait, and she will look and listen. She actually, her head moves left and right and listens. And if it's safe, you then say, well, I say, forward and straight on. And if it's safe, she will go forward. On the course that I was on, which was an intense course, we stayed in the hotel in Bury. There were three others that newly partnered. And it was 24/7, so we could bond. On one occasion, they drove cars at us while we were across the road. It sounds really scary, and actually it was, but you know, it was controlled. It wasn't just sort of screeching of brakes. But basically, we got to a curb, and then a colleague of the person training us drove one of the guide dog cars, towards us. And we said straight, I said, go, you know, forward, straight on, and Wisp didn't go. Because there was a car. And the biggest thing, the dangerous thing, is electric cars, because they're fantastic, but you can't hear them. So they then drove an electric car at us as well, and she, again, didn't move and waited for the car to go by. And then there was another occasion we got halfway across the road and somebody came down on the opposite side and parked right in front of us. So she waited. And the main road was on our right, so she took me to the left, and in reverse order we did it again, and the main road was on our left on this side road that we were crossing. So Wisp took me to the right And it's just all that. And in fact, on the way here, didn't we? We walked through. Mm. She's never been here before. We got off the bus. We walked down a little pathway. And there was a zigzag with rails on it, wasn't it?
Yes, to stop bikes running through.
And she's never been with that with me. But she guided me round to the right, to the left. I'm doing it with my hand, as a visual. But to the right and the left without me, you know, worrying. And if I had my long cane, I'd have gone on and the cane would have gone underneath the barrier and I'd have walked into the barrier. Mm. And it's just things like that, which to be honest, she makes me cry sometimes. I'm out on a walk because it's just so, so magical. And yet when she's off the lead, I mean, she's sitting by us now really quietly, but as you know, she's as friendly as any Labrador will do anything for food.
So, she dashed around here.
Yes, she does have her loopy moment, but she's the gentlest of things. And it's lovely. She's walking along. She has quite a nice little sexy wiggle. I don't think I'd say sexy, but I've said it now. Anyway, little wiggle. And people will say, oh, hasn't she got a lovely little wiggle? Haven't you got a lovely little wiggle? I heard somebody say, and I said, oh, thank you. And this lady said, not you, the dog. So it's always a talking point. The biggest thing, though, and this is something really, it's nice to be able to talk about and chat about, is that when she's got the harness on, she is working, and it does say, please don't distract me, I'm a working dog. But people do come up and they sort of say, oh, I know I'm not meant to stroke you because you're working, but aren't you a beautiful dog? Oh, look at your eyes. And, of course, the dog reacts. So she does change. So you have to just gently say, okay, not today, Wisp, or thank you very much, but please don't. Mm. But I know that some people still think, well, it's great to come up and say hello to them and everything. But, if you see a guide dog and it's working, resist that temptation. Yeah. Don't look at their eyes. That's the thing.
Don't look at their eyes.
Because once you look at their eyes, you know what she's like at choir. She comes in and sits while we're doing all the work, and then if I say okay, go and say hello, she's just normal dog.
Bounds round, So what's the difference? She's got a lead on and she's got the harness. So what's the...
She has four modes basically. When she's just got her own little collar on, she's a normal dog, and she will run around, but she will come back. She's very obedient. She'll come if I say tap my side and call Wisp. So that's mode one. Normal Labrador. Two is that she can have a collar on with a bell on it. So we take her normal collar off, put another collar on with a bell on it, and we go to an open space and I say, go and play, and she just bounds off and is free. And then I have a whistle and I blow it three times and I say, Wisp, come, touch, and she will come straight back, and I put my fist out, she touches my fist, and I give her a treat, and then she then sits absolutely stock still until I say, go and play again.
Mm.
Which is, so that's second mode.
Yeah.
And then third one is she's on the lead, and that means that she's half working, but she knows I'm relying either with my cane, the long ball, or I'm with somebody, so I might be arm in arm with you walking down the road, or with you, and you're saying, right, you know, we're going left or right here, or there's a curb, or there's a car in the way. She's not totally working. She is reacting to me, but she will then still stop at curbs and step up. And then the ultimate one, the number one, is as soon as she puts the harness on, then she's completely working. Right. And it's interesting, when we're in the hall at home, I put the lead on and she stands straight up, she stands ready, and we go out. And she'll jump in the back of the car, come out, put the harness on, and she becomes a totally different dog. She's just absolutely incredible. And she's only just over two. So they're the four modes. So normal dog, free running with a bell around the collar so that I can hear where she is. Yeah. On the lead, so that's going with a sighted person. And then when with the harness... And that's when she is completely in my eyes. And you said, what about learning? And that's the biggest thing, to trust, you know, a dog to do that. And we've been together now 7 weeks. And I do trust that she's never let me down. She's amazing, just really. Yeah. And you've seen what she does as well.
Yeah, and I notice sometimes you your arm suddenly goes out to the right and they, that's a signal.
Yes, they do things by visual. You know, you can say right, but you need to. What you do is you tap your right thigh twice, and you put your right arm out. And you sort of, it's a bit like the hokey cokey. And then you turn right, your right foot outwards, and you say, right, right, and she will then go right. And if you want it to be a very, you go right, 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 quickly, and she'll then go, you know, a quicker right. But normally they go straight to, from one curve to the other. But they go, and if you want to go left, you just walk a little bit quicker to come up towards her shoulders while still holding the harness. And then you again with your hand you say left, 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 and she'll go left. And if you say stand, she stands still straight away and just won't move. So I see you in the street, we want to chat, so I'll say stand, and she'll just stand absolutely stock still, and after 2 or 3 minutes or probably less, she'll lay down and think, oh, yeah, he's talking again. I'll wait for a while. And then you say, up, Wisp. She's up, like on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on the bus, you don't use the lead, the harness, because it's too constricting. So you stand by the step, and you both go up together. You hold the handle, and you're holding her, and you say, up. And she comes up and just waits. She puts the two paws up, waits till I'm up. Then she goes forward. And then you say, find a seat. And she'll go down the bus and put her nose and her chin on a seat, and you give her a treat. But she's a pickle, because, and you've seen
it. I saw it just now.
She'll do this. You give her the treat, and then she'll put her head back on the chair, and it's almost cemented to the chair while you then give her another treat.
Oh, no, that's absolutely... She's lovely. She really is lovely. I'm going to say thank you very much.
Okay. No, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.